This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States has circulated a rival UN Security Council resolution that would support a temporary ceasefire in Gaza after rejecting an Arab-backed resolution. The Arab plan demands an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the conflict-wracked territory. The U.S. draft resolution obtained Monday by the AP would underscore a temporary ceasefire as soon as practicable. A top United Nations court has opened hearings into the legality of Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
The session before the International Court of Justice comes following a request by the UN General Assembly. The Assembly asked the court for a non-binding advisory opinion into Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister Riyad al-Maliki opened the presentation by Palestinian representatives.
Acquisition of territory by force, persecution, racial discrimination and apartheid against the people, denial of self-determination, are all grave violations of the most fundamental norms of international law. There is a legal and moral obligation to bring them to a prompt end.
The session will last 6 days and judges will likely take months to issue an opinion. I'm Karen Chamas.
Yulia Navalnaya, the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, said on Monday she would continue her husband's fight for a free Russia and called on supporters to battle President Vladimir Putin with greater fury than ever.
Но у меня осталась вторая половина.
She said, I want to live in a free Russia. I want to build a free Russia in a utopia.